The home for film, television and video game music since 1996. This is Cinematic Sound.
That was Mavis Staples' classic song, Christmas Vacation, from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which is just a classic Christmas film. There are a handful of Christmas movies I have to see during the season. National Lampoon's is one of them. The two Home Alone films with Macaulay Culkin are two others, and we're going to have music from Home Alone 2 for you in just a minute. I watched The Polar Express with my son every year. We're going to have music from that film also this hour. Those are the four I generally look forward to viewing during the holiday season. And if I can fit Scrooged, Die Hard in there as well, maybe some Gremlins, I'd be a very, very, very happy man. As I made mention, this hour we're going to feature music from Home Alone 2, Lost in New York by John Williams, Polar Express by Alan Silvestri, and a delightful little score by Mark McKenzie for a television film called Silver Bells. We'll also hear selections from How the Grinch Stole Christmas by James Horner, and a fabulous score from Guy Farley called The Christmas Miracle of Jonathan Toomey. As I mentioned, we're going to open up with music from Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, released in 1992, featuring music by John Williams. Now, right off the top, I'm just going to let you know, I actually prefer this score over the original. There's nothing wrong with the original. But what I really like about the sequel score is the excellent variations on the previously existing themes, great new themes and songs. There's some stunning action material with excellent slapstick Mickey Mousing all wrapped up around the warmth of the classic Christmas tune Somewhere in My Memory. Now, some may turn their nose at an expanded 2-CD set edition of this score, but when Varese Sarabande Records released this album, I was like, what? Why are they not doing the first one first? But the deluxe edition album from Varese Sarabande Records is a brilliant, brilliant album, and this is one of Varese Sarabande's most underrated club releases. Very few have explored its greatness. And let's not forget the mastering job on this album. While the original album sounded good, Michael Matesino, John Davis, and Dan Hirsch opened up Sean Murphy's recording and breathed new life into it. It's really detailed, bright, and punchy, especially during the action sequences. This score sounds great, and it's just an absolute hoot from start to finish. And now, selections from Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. Music composed and conducted by John Williams.
Thank you.
Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. Original score composed and conducted by John Williams. And the original soundtrack recording was released as a deluxe edition as part of Verez Saraband Records Club, CD Club. And if I'm not mistaken, the soundtrack is now out of print. It took a while for this one to go out of print. But if you can find yourself a copy of this album... Heck, you know, if you can find a copy of the original album, which I think was released on Fox Records, pick it up. Great score, a lot of great new songs. And I think there's two versions of the Home Alone soundtrack, actually, that was released at the time of the film's release. One was a song compilation, which is really good as well. And, of course, there was one of John Williams' score. If you can find that song compilation, there's a lot of great songs on that album as well. Just... some great Christmas music from composer John Williams, especially the timeless Somewhere in My Memories, which just become a Christmas staple in my household.
You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
The Sleigh of Presents, with the infamous four-note danger motif composed by James Horner for the 2000 adaptation of the Christmas classic, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Welcome back to our Christmas special. My name is Eric Woods, and I hope you were enjoying today's program. Up next is music from the 2004 computer animated film The Polar Express, directed by Robert Zemeckis, featuring original score by Alan Silvestri. Now, I for one really enjoyed this movie, even with the kind of weird dead eyes and all. There's one character in this film that actually really creeps me out, and she's called the Hero Girl. It seems like for some reason they actually completely screwed up the render for this character. When you look at this character, she seems to be looking at other people's chests instead of in their eyes, which gives you that creepy death eye look, and her eyes are just kind of spread too far apart. As for the rest of the film, it's a lot of fun with dozens of great shots, innovated shots, and exciting thrills. Silvestri's score, in my opinion, is one of his strongest for Robert Zemeckis' film, and the songs themselves as well are pleasant and full of Christmas spirit. As I said before, it's a film I watch every year, especially with my son, who just can't get enough of trains, and the exciting runaway train sequence is absolutely fantastic, and he just loves it, and so do I. I think it's just a fun Christmas movie, and I'm surprised that they were able to get so much out of that classic children's book. Now, the score for itself was initially available commercially with songs from the movie and only three score tracks. But what I did hear on those three score tracks was just a magical score written by Alan Silvestri. When I heard the music in the film, I was hoping someday that someone out there would release more music from the film. And thank goodness, Silvestri produced an Academy promo, which featured a lot of previously unreleased tracks, including the thrilling action cue for the runaway train sequence. So Silvestri's collaboration with Robert Zemeckis always brings out the best in Alan Silvestri, and The Polar Express is no different. And it was one of my favorite scores of 2004, and I think it's really Alan Silvestri's last great film score. So what we're going to present for you right now are tracks that aren't available on the commercial release. So enjoy music from The Polar Express. We'll be right back. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to the Polar Express original score, composed and conducted by Alan Silvestri. And the tracks that you heard come off the very hard to find Academy promo.
You're listening to Cinematic Sound with your host, Eric Woods.
Thank you.
A lovely selection from the 2007 film called The Christmas Miracle of Jonathan Toomey, with original score written by Guy Farley. And that album, a delightful album, a breezy 41-minute album, released on Movie Score Media. Highly, highly recommend that you pick it up, especially if you like gentle Christmas-themed soundtracks, especially to play during this time of the year. Great, great album. The last score we're going to play for you during this hour comes from the 2005 film called Silver Bells. It's an adaptation of Lou Anne Rice's Christmas-themed bestseller. Film stars Anne Heche and Tate Donovan. Anne Heche plays a lonely widow who unexpectedly and reluctantly finds love. She takes on a 16-year-old photography student who had run away from his father while visiting New York. Single father and son reunited a year later, and the father falls in love with the lonely widow. The score for the film was composed by Mark McKenzie, and it's a warm, sensitive score written for chamber orchestra. A lot of strings, woodwinds, harp, and piano, featuring some gentle, heartfelt melodies that I really think only Mark McKenzie can compose. This was a small release through Entrada Records. The soundtrack was released with only 1,000 copies available, and the score was actually coupled up with another film called In From the Night, composed by Mark McKenzie. So to end off this hour, here is Mark McKenzie's gentle music from the Christmas film released in 2005 called Silver Bells. Thank you.